Smile. 90.4 FM.
What happened inside Lindy's freezer? Thanks for the messages, Lindy. A couple of them through saying, the fridge won the fight of having the last beer. Another one came through, says, that looks like Ice Age 4. Another one reckons a bottle of beer, it's a chat gesin. And then one more saying, the mojito she tried to hide exploded. And then lastly, a beer bottle popped and killed a sausage roll instantly.
I'll tell you what happened with tears in my eyes. So, you know, it was Peter's 40th birthday earlier this month.
Yes.
And we had his party at our house on Saturday the 19th. So not this past weekend, but the weekend before. And because it was a big milestone birthday, I decided I was going to splash out and get him a bottle of champagne to do the toast with his birthday. But you know what it's like when you're having a party at your house? You land up running around and you're hosting and you're making sure that everybody's fine and you're putting snack platters out and decor and you're all over the place. And so when we did the speeches, it was kind of like everybody just raised the glass in your hand and then a few words were said and so be it. Now, Saturday the 19th in the morning, I put that bottle of champagne in the freezer and I thought, yeah, it'll be nice and cold by the time we do the speeches. And because I didn't use the champagne, I forgot about it. And then last Friday, I opened the fridge to get something out. And the whole bottle had exploded inside the freezer.
What are we talking about here?
Financially.
A what now?
It was a bottle of Veuve Clicquot.
Did you say 1,000 rand?
Yeah.
Hot damn.
Oh, my dear heavens.
So not only am I that short, I also didn't get to enjoy the delicious bubbles on my tongue.
No, you got to suck that out of the freezer.
Did you try, I was about to say, did you try any rescue operation, any salvage?
So over the weekend, I decided that I was going to try and make a champagne slushy.
How did that go?
Tasted like fish fingers.
Oh.
Which were also in the fridge.
Oh, of course. Was it next to the fish fingers?
Would not recommend.
Oh, that obviously is some load shedding. Here's
a little PSA. If you are going to put champagne or sparkling wine or pretty much anything carbonated in the freezer, make sure you set your alarm for 20 minutes because I think that's the absolute max you can leave it in for. Not a week.
What's the name of that champagne you said?
Veuve Clicquot.
Have you considered maybe reaching out to them and suggesting fish finger flavored bubbly?
It's not a good combo.
Smile Breakfast. Big Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.